first, for most lawyers around the country, the bar exam is a major stepping stone or hurdle. It's needed to practice law almost anywhere in the country. Wisconsin is a partial exception.
The exam has gotten some criticism in the past from people in and outside the legal profession that flared up after the release of a set of test scores last year where the percentage who passed that exam dropped significantly from previous years.
That's led some law professors and deans to say there was something wrong with the test and that it might be time to rethink the bar exam's role in licensing lawyers.
Erica Moser joins us now in the studio. She's president of the National Conference of Bar Examiners based here in Madison. Erica, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, before we get to the particulars here, briefly, what is the purpose of the bar exam, big picture?
Big picture is attempting to establish whether an applicant has entry-level knowledge and skill to become a practitioner. In other words, it's an entry-level examination, not a predictive examination for how somebody's going to function in practice over a career.
Now, as I mentioned, almost everyone around the country wants to practice law. As I understand it, has to take the bar exam. Wisconsin is partially an exception. Can you explain how it works here in our state?
Wisconsin is unique in the United States in that it offers something called the diploma privilege, whereby students who qualify graduating from one of Wisconsin's two law schools, Marquette and Wisconsin, are able to be admitted without taking a bar examination. When I began in bar admissions, there were four other jurisdictions that also had the diploma privilege, all of which eliminated it. So we are unique. Of course, Wisconsin does administer a bar exam for those who come from out of state, that is, people who graduate from other law schools.
So if I graduate from somewhere in Illinois, want to practice law here in Wisconsin, then I would have to take the bar exam.
Absolutely.
So from the perspective of the public, what's at stake here for people when it comes to the quality of a lawyering we can get in this certification process?
Well, the only reason to have a bar exam, and frankly the only reason to accredit law schools as the American Bar Association does, is consumer protection. And for those who assume that every law school is of equal quality, I can assure them that's not true, even accredited schools. And every graduate of every law school is not emerging from an institution of equal quality or capable of entering the profession. And just as we license doctors with examinations and real estate brokers and truck drivers, it's entirely appropriate, in my view, to have a common examination that everyone takes that levels the levels of playing field for against law schools and against graduates from law schools.
So a slow-burning controversy in a way, a big drop in test scores seen in ones administered last year. The scores came out in the fall, and the drop led some people in law schools, some deans and some professors, to say there was something wrong with that particular test that made this happen. It wasn't the students, it was the test. Was there? How do you try to figure that out?
Well, we try to figure it out by taking a look at how we score the test, including something called equating the test, which is to set the test that we gave last July on the same scale that we administer for any other of these multiple choice tests that we give. They're given twice a year. I can tell you that because the drop was not as dramatic as you may visualize. It sounds more dramatic when you say it than it really was, but to the extent that we're concerned ourselves. Obviously, we're interested in doing things right at the National Conference of Bar Examiners. We revisited the equating of the examination, the scoring, multiple times, both internally and externally, and are more than satisfied that the test results are correct. The curious thing in your question to me is that when the test is a messenger, the message is that something was amiss with the cohort that sat for that exam last summer. And the answer is not to eliminate the test. It's to take a look at who's going to law school and how they're being educated.
Talking to Erica Moser, president of the National Conference of Bar Examiners, about the bar exam required to practice law in much of the country, required for people coming to Wisconsin from the outside to practice law here. Well, let's get into that last point you mentioned, Erica. And this was controversial, again, amongst law schools, law professors, because you're saying, in effect, the test dropped because you're sending less qualified students, I think, to take the test in the first place.
Well, I think it's a broader picture than that, and there are more variables than that. And I think one of the unfortunate things about the rhetoric surrounding this issue is that people are trying to paint it in primary colors, and it's far more nuanced than that. But just to attach some meaning to what's going on, the law school enrollments have been in a free fall. Law school applications have been in a free fall. But what we're seeing are two things that I think are important to realize. One is that while applications are down, enrollment is down, is not down as far as applications. So students who ordinarily would not have been accepted to law school are now being accepted. If there's anyone out there who's interested in attending law school, it is truly a buyer's market right now. The other factor that is inescapable is that if law schools become less selective, they really do have an obligation, in my view, to make up whatever educational deficit exists by the students toward the bottom of the class that they admit. And as we look at the numbers, just to give you a picture, in 2010, 52,000 or more students entered the first-year class. This last fall in 2014, the number was not quite 39,000. That's a huge drop. And at the same time, law school enrollments have not dropped enough. So what we're seeing in the literature, which is actually developing to a much greater extent, is that it's curiously and sadly, students who are at the top of the LSAT, the law school admission test scores, seem to be staying away from law school in greater percentages than students who are at the weaker end of the spectrum, that is the ones who have the worst scores. Now, an LSAT score isn't the be-all and end-all, but it is a critical indicator.
So is this reflecting maybe a market where the lawyer jobs aren't out there like they used to be, where that person who scored really high in the LSAT might be successful, says, you know what, I have better options elsewhere?
I think that it's commonly known, and the deans certainly know this, that employment in the legal education, in the legal market, has been drastically down. It seems to be beginning to come back, and so there, in all this gloom, there is some cause for optimism. However, I've heard predictions that next fall's entering class may only be about 35,000. If those predictions are true, we haven't seen the bottom yet.
Are we in a situation of peak law school in a way? We have too many institutions with too many openings, more than are needed, and that's why they're accepting more students who may not be ready to pass the bar when they graduate?
Well, if you realize that legal education is largely funded by student loans, that's the fuel that drives, that pays the faculty, and faculty salaries are a huge piece of this, you have to have a certain number of students to keep the doors open. And it's understandably tempting to balance that budget by bringing in students you might not have admitted 5 years ago.
So looking, bringing it back to the bar exam, does the bar exam change over the years? Does it need to change to keep up with the times in any way?
It should, and it does. Anyone familiar with the bar exam knows that that we've added a skills test to the bar exam over the past 15 years, that we adjust content. There are changes that are constantly being made that are actually public. Part of the difficulty I've encountered is that applicants understand what's going on, bar applicants, but this has really finally hit the deans where they live, because they're driven to a large extent by the ratings in the U.S. News and World Report. And finally, the deans are paying attention. And I think they're facing enormous economic and educational challenges. And it's a very tough time to be a dean.
Are you worried that other states would start doing away, omitting the bar exam, going to that the graduation diploma privilege you mentioned?
No, I have. I'm fearless. They should do what fits their needs for their own consumers the best. Where jurisdictions have investigated the diploma privilege, even recently, such as Iowa, it's been rejected. So I don't see it to sweep the nation.
Erica, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Erica Moser, president of the National Conference of Bar Examiners, based here in Madison.